There's something I need help with. Please listen to me.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave back with you. I am here in beautiful New York City. I'm in a hotel room. And this is episode 77 of Slice Your Age. Got a little bit of an echo in the room. I hope that's going to be okay. It's kind of funny. I've got this really cool studio in my home with really good equipment. And here I am. I find myself now on the road and wherever I am, just kind of pulling my mic out and my video when I can and making a video. So the quality here is not going to be absolute studio quality, but my message is more important than studio quality, I can tell you right now. Much more important. So if you're watching the video and you see I've got this mic with a green windscreen in front of me, it's because I found the audio portion of the video, if that makes sense to you, the audio portion of the video is not coming through as clearly as I'd like it to on the podcast. So I'm kind of double recording the audio. So let's see what happens. Anyway, I've got something I really need your help with, and I'm going to get into that in just a few seconds. But I want to tell you, so I'm in New York right now, and I just took a walk right down the street, right down Fulton Street to a juice bar. And let me see if I can pull this out. I want to show you what I got. You can hear me opening it up. It is called Root Sensation. It is a fresh bottle of cold-pressed juice. This is not done in some factory and they send it, they ship it over. No, this was done right in the juice bar, but they put it in a bottle like this. Oh my God, this is delicious. It's got, if you can't tell, I'm going to read what it's got in. It's got beets, carrots, kale, spinach, parsley, cucumber, and celery. Also, this cost me $10.99, 11 bucks for this thing of juice right here. Now, you might say, that's a lot of money, Dave, for a thing of juice. And yeah, it's $11 is definitely a lot of money. There's no question about that. But when you think about what went into producing this, first of all, they're all organic. It's got beets. Beets is traditionally a powerful healing juice overflowing with good vitamins and minerals. Research has shown it to have cancer-preventing properties. Sensational. That's what it says on the label on the back. Now, look, I got to tell you, I could have just as easily gone to the same store, not the same store, but a store right down the street and bought, I think, a Snapple, probably for $1.29 for a bottle. Big bottle of Snapple. Under $2 for sure. And I would have saved, at least $9. Something, I could have done something with that $9. But I will never drink Snapple. I will say never. Never, unless I'm sleeping and somebody forces it down my throat. Have you read what's in Snapple? It's crap. If you think it's a healthy iced tea drink, you're mistaken. It's junk. Look at the label. Look at the label. Look at the diet Snapple. Look what's in that. They probably don't even tell you everything. So yeah, I have no problem spending $11 of my hard-earned money. And yes, I work really, really hard for my money. I don't like to throw it out. But when it comes to nutrition and fueling my body, I look at this mouth right here almost like a the gas tank on my car. You know, when you gas up your car, you put gas into the gas tank. And with your car, I'm hoping you're going to be careful as to what you put in the gas tank. You're not going to throw junk down there. You're not going to throw a thing of sugar. You're not going to throw junk into your gas tank. Well, everything I put into my mouth here goes through my body into every cell of my body. And heck, if I want Snapple with all that junk in it working its way through every cell of my body, and imagine if I did that many times per day with other types of processed foods and junk. And so yeah, I'm really, really careful as to what goes in this. If you're watching the video, you can see what goes in this mouth. It's valuable to me. My whole body is valuable to me. And yeah, I'm pretty darn careful. So this is delicious. So I make juice every single morning, and it's not my only breakfast. I make something. I usually like a nice thing of oatmeal and some fruit, and maybe a little bit of chamomile tea or green tea. But I watch every single thing that goes in here. Please do it. Please be careful. When you get in the habit of doing that, your brain makes a mental note. You don't even have to think about it, because when you first start, you should think, okay, if I put this in my mouth, is it going to help me or possibly harm me? So you should really think that way about every single thing you put in your mouth. And ultimately, it becomes habit. It becomes second nature. So you don't pick up a thing of junk and throw it in your mouth, and which is going to go through every cell of your body. You just don't do it. But at first, you know, it takes maybe a little bit of doing, a little bit of work, and you have to think about it. But I promise it works. I promise you. I've got my hat on again today, if you're watching the video version of this, because let's just say my hair probably looks like a mess. So what I did, I took a shower a little while ago. I washed it, and then I put the hat on right away, walked out to Fulton Street, got my juice, came back, wanted to do the video, and took the hat off, and it was matted down. It just didn't look good. So I figured, instead of trying to fix it up for the video, I'm just going to put my favorite hat on, my trademark hat. When I started off the show today, I said I needed some help. I need some help from you really badly. Now, for the past 76 episodes, I've been helping you. I've been giving you advice, giving you my take on life, happiness, health, juice, you name it. And I think I've done a pretty good job, because I've had so many people inbox me, Facebook me, email me, call me, text me. Yeah, I've had a ton of people that said that I've really changed their lives. I'm hoping if you're watching right now, hopefully I've touched you in some way. I've changed your life. And even if it's a small way, I hope I've changed your life. But I need some help from you, because I never claim, even from the very first episode, I never claim to know everything and be perfect with everything. No, I'm pretty far from perfect, believe me. I do a lot of things right, and I like to teach these things. But one thing in particular I'm struggling with, actually. I'm actually struggling with this one thing, and I'm hoping maybe you can give me some advice, or maybe even come over and help me with this. I'm trying to, I'm trying to minimize or downsize my life and my things. I think most of us have just too many things, and including myself. And when I go through my house and I look through closets and drawers and pantries and refrigerators and things like that, there's just too much stuff that I just threw in a drawer, in a cabinet, and probably I'll never care about it or never use it again. But this stuff over years tends to accumulate. So, and it's really bad. It's bad karma. It's bad feng shui. It's just bad energy, negative energy, having just all this stuff around. So I'm trying to downsize, get rid of, donate, sell, whatever it takes. But quite honestly, my time is really, really tight. And I, as you know, I travel a lot. I'm working. I do the show. I've got, I'm speaking all over the U.S. and Canada. And when I'm home, it's really tough for me to just set time aside to go through all of my drawers and whatever it takes to get rid of this stuff. I mean, it takes a lot of time to do this, and I could just go through every single drawer and just dump everything I have in a box and throw it out or donate it or recycle or whatever. But there's going to be some valuable stuff that I just don't want to throw out or get rid of. So I really have to go through things systematically. Time and I say maybe even a laziness factor or procrastination factor is absolutely messing with me. I have not been able to get this done. I want to do it. So if you have any suggestions for me, I'm asking you for help. Maybe you've done it and you've got a good technique, a good system. I don't know. I need to do it really badly. And I don't know. Maybe you'll come over to my house and go through everything for me. I don't know. I need something. So suggest something to me, please. even with cars, I have a car that I just don't need anymore. I've got, it's an extra car, and it's a great car, and I never even thought I would do this, but it's funny. I'm gonna just talk about it right now, just for a second, because it's a Saab 9-3 convertible that I bought. It's a 2004, so I bought it about 11 years ago, and I've got to tell you something. I've kept this in a garage. It's in immaculate condition. It was always like a second car, so it was not my primary mode of transportation. So it's got under 50,000 miles on it right now, less than 50,000. If you're not in the U.S. and you want to know how many kilometers is 70 some thousand, 80 some thousand kilometers, I don't know. That's a guess. It's a guess, but it's low mileage or low KMs. I want somebody to have this that can give it a good home. Look, I could just take it up to CarMax and they give me something for it, but I'm going to throw it out there. I didn't think I'd be doing this. I'm talking about downsizing, and this Saab came up. So if you're interested in Dr. Dave's immaculately kept Saab with less than 50,000 miles on it, and I forgot to tell you. I didn't tell you this part. It's a convertible. So when the top goes down in the spring and in the summer and in the fall, and depending on where you live, the winter, make me an offer. If you make me an offer and it's fair, guess what? It's yours. I'm telling you, if you're the first one, I swear to you, I swear. If you live far from me, you have to figure out how to get it. I can't deliver it. Well, maybe I can deliver it. I don't know. It, depending on where you are. Okay, let's throw this out there. Depending on where you are in the U.S., I can't really take it internationally, but depending on where you are in the U.S., if it's a really cool destination location, you might get Dr. Dave to drive it to you. That would be cool. Dr. Dave and Yoko will come drive it to you. I love the idea. Wow. What, the things you think of when you're doing a show. You know, when I started this today, and again, it's not scripted. And by the way, many of you have said to me, where's Yoko? We miss Yoko's voice on your show. Well, Yoko is doing well. She's great. She's not here with me this second. She's going to be coming in a few hours, I think. But if for some reason, while I'm, I guess when I get the urge, when I get the desire or the idea to do a show, she's nowhere around. I'm not sure where she is, but she's actually driving up the New Jersey Turnpike right now, going to meet me in just a very short amount of time. We'll find some great vegan joints to eat brunch and dinner and have some fun up here. We love it. I was actually coming down from a meeting. I was in a meeting in Boston yesterday, so I figured this would be a great weekend to kind of converge on Manhattan and just have, we love it here. But anyway, that's, you don't need to know that. I don't want to waste your time telling you that I love. Well, here's why, one of the reasons I love Manhattan. I'll tell you this also. Because I get a ton of exercise here. Similar to Colorado, I don't drive. Once I get my car here, I just park it. So I walk everywhere. And it's great exercise. And I try to keep a really fast pace going. And you know, when they've got construction, they've got that scaffolding all over buildings. And so I find some scaffolding sometimes and actually do pull-ups. And people driving by and walking by think I'm nuts. But here I am figuring out ways to work out in the middle of Manhattan. So I do pull-ups. I get down on the ground and sometimes I do push-ups, squats. You name it, I get tons of exercise. It's invigorating. I love it here. Plus, there's just so many things here that you just can't get other places, including the incredible choice of vegan restaurants. Yeah, it's so we love, whenever we can, we get up here. So I was talking about the show and scripting. And so lately, I just have been turning on the microphone, turning on the video, and not really scripting. I have ideas in my mind about what I want to talk about to you, but I don't really, I don't have a script. I'm not reading cue cards or a teleprompter or anything like that. I'm just speaking from my heart. And really, everything I tell you honestly does come from my heart. Just this past week, I've gotten a slew of Facebook messages from people that say that I've literally changed their lives. And again, it just touches me like you wouldn't believe when I hear these messages from, if I've touched your life and I've made a change, and for the positive especially, and you message me and tell me that, it gives me more motivation and energy to be helping you more, even more, and more people. So keep up the messages. I love it. And I've helped some people over the past week. There's a few people that have had a really tough week. I don't know. Maybe it was a weird week. Maybe the planets and stars and everything were not aligned properly, because it was a tough week for some of you. So if I've helped you in any way, I'm happy that I could. And if you ever need help or have a question, you know where to get me. The easiest way seems to be these days, what most people are doing, is connecting with me through Facebook Messenger. That seems to be, for some reason, that's the easy way to do it, because I always get them. I try to respond as quickly as I can. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, so hang in there. I will always try to respond, and I do it personally. The words you're getting are not from some virtual assistant somewhere. They're from me. If for some reason you message me and I don't get back to you within, let's say, 24 to 48 hours, go ahead and send me another one. Just message me again, because somehow maybe it slipped through. I get so much these days. I try to keep up, but I'm only human and with a schedule, so sometimes things do slip through. I was saying something about that, though, about helping people. Oh, I want to also say one more thing. This meetup we're doing in San Francisco on May 17th, it's coinciding with the Bay to Breakers 12K race, is turning out to be substantial. I threw it out there like a year ago, little less than a year ago, at the Bay to Breakers 2014, saying, hey, this is a great fun time. If you want to be there for 2015, come over. And I've mentioned it a few times over the past year, but I'm getting a lot of you that say you're going to show up. Some of you are running, some of you are just going to show up to our little meetup that we're going to have that evening. I'm still going to announce where it's going to be. I'm not really sure. I'm going to pick a cool restaurant or something. We'll meet up. If you want to come for dinner, that's cool. If you want to just come quickly and say hi and hang out and not have dinner, that's fine too. So I got to kind of figure out how many people are coming, just to kind of organize a table or a room or something. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I have no idea, actually. But it will be fun, I guarantee that. It'll be fun to connect with people that I just haven't met personally, but met you through Facebook and through my podcast. I want to give a shout out to Jay Yu. She's turned out to be a very, very close friend of mine, and we've never actually met in person, but we've through Facebook, and the fact that she's coming to San Francisco to run the Bay to Breakers with us and hang out with us, I feel that she's a really close friend. So Jay, I know you're listening to this, at least maybe you're watching as well. Jay, I cannot wait to meet you. One thing I didn't mention, Jay is coming all the way from Australia. So imagine this. A young woman is listening to my show. She finds out about me through somewhere. I think she found out about me through some type of search engine somewhere. She likes the show. I hope I'm inspiring her, giving her some great lifestyle advice. She hears that we're doing this race and a meetup in San Francisco, which is around the world from her. She's in Australia. She decides to buy tickets to get on a plane and enter this race and come to San Francisco to hang with us and meet with us when we're doing this. You don't know how that humbles me. The fact that I put this show out there to help people, and this woman in Australia, or on the other side of the globe, the other side of the planet from me, is paying money to get on a plane, come hang with us, run this race. And it's amazing. So if you're in Australia, in Asia, Europe, Africa, South America, Central America, Canada, wherever you may be, and you're hearing my voice or watching this video right now, I'd love to hang out live with you too. And we all would. This whole community we're forming with people that want to live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. We're doing it. It's a revolution. We're changing lives. I'm going to drink to that. L'chaim. Hold on 1 second. This is actually delicious. Snapple, Pepsi, Coke, up yours. That stuff is junk. Don't drink it. I'm going on record in front of people all over the planet saying that stuff is junk. It's horrible. Don't ever drink that stuff. Drink this or something like it, or reasonable facsimile. Anyway, yeah, sometimes I go crazy when I see and hear about people just putting junk into their bodies. I go crazy here's something else I go crazy about, and I'm going to probably do a whole show on this sometime. I go crazy when I hear somebody say, oh, in moderation, anything's okay. That's bullshit. That is total bullshit. And I think I never cussed on this show before. Never. In 76, this is the 77th episode. I don't think I ever have. But it gets me so upset when I hear somebody say, in moderation, it's okay. That's not true. It's totally not true. You can't, would you take heroin in moderation or cigarettes or cocaine? I don't think so. I doubt it. So why are you saying something, why are you mentioning something that's, we know it's not healthy, but you say, oh, in moderation, I can eat that. That's BS. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm going to end right here because I'm fed up with the moderation people. I can't stand it. It's not true. It's a fallacy. It's totally ludicrous. I'm going to end, but I don't want to end it on a sour note like my ranting about moderation. So I want to say I love you. I really do. I'm Dr. Dave. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.